Looking for some new art inspired by the national parks? Then be sure to check out our online store, The Gaze Shop.
This season, as we explore the landscapes of Olympic National Park, Mount Rainier National Park, Carlsbad Cavern National Park, and Guadalupe Mountains National Park, we've got some new items and designs coming your way.
Introducing our Olympic National Park and Mount Rainier National Park posters. These 12 by 18 posters make a great addition to any home or office, or a great gift for any lover of the national parks, even if that national parks lover is you.
Whether it's art for your wall or a sticker for your water bottle, you're sure to find something that sparks your love of the outdoors. Visit shop.gazeatthenationalparks.com to bring some of the national parks home with you.
Okay, so we're back.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back. I bet you think you'd lost a scene.
Oh, close. You can do it. Try again. Take two.
I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me.
There it is. There it is. The coven is inside you.
Oh, always.
Always. Mm-hmm. Always. As is Emma Roberts.
I have performed the Seven Wonders many a times.
That's right. That's right. Well, Sarah Paulson is mother. So it makes sense that you've done that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
We didn't decide that. The internet did, but we agree. And yes, we are back. It is season eight.
Season eight.
Season eight. Like American Horror Story that also had a season eight. That was their coven Murder House crossover.
Oh, Apocalypse.
That's right. Yeah. We used to talk a lot about American Horror Story early on.
Yeah,
we did. In those early episodes, we talked a lot about it. We did.
We did.
Okay.
We've moved on.
We have moved on. It's true.
As should Ryan
as
Murphy.
Culture. Okay, so our seasons are like proper years.
Yeah.
Right? Like some seasons.
It's like a school year.
It is like a school year. Mm-hmm. So here we are in season eight. Did you think we would make it to season eight?
I think we just thought this was going to be something fun that we would maybe do like for a little while. And here we are.
And here we are.
It just has evolved. It grew legs kind of without us in some ways. And now we're just kind of like helping to keep it exercising.
I come here to be a shepherdess is what I do.
Shepherdess.
As do you.
Sybil Shepherdess.
Sybil Shepherdess. Write her down.
Yeah.
Sybil Shepherdess. Right? Yeah. No, I mean, I do feel like we are the parents of this thing that has grown. It's like, I feel like in college now, maybe.
Sure. It's and on dog years.
It has taken us to how many parks? Something like
we're over 40 now.
We're in the mid 40s.
Yeah,
we only have a few left down in the contiguous United States. And then of course we do have all of Alaska, where there are nine.
And who knows.
There's also American Samoa, which is a journey.
We're just taking it as we come.
Some parks are way easier to get to than others,
right?
For sure. But here we are, and we've visited many of them.
That's right.
And now we are about to cover six new parks that have never been featured on the show. Trails that we've never talked about.
That's right.
And national parks that we've never talked about here in this season.
They don't exist. Hello, and welcome back to Season 8 of Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Dusty. And if you are tuning in for the first time, welcome. Gaze at the National Parks is the podcast that features one hiking trail in one national park, one park at a time.
And that's right. Welcome to Season 8.
Okay, let's take a second. If this is your first time joining us, we're so glad you're here. Every season, we explore the trails of several national parks, along with deep diving into the science around park environments and looking at the history of the National Park Service and public lands therein, as well as interviewing incredible folks and reporting on the current state of the national parks. Mike, okay, what else do first-time listeners need to know? Or people who maybe have found the show and listened a little bit?
Sure. If you've never listened to the show before, we have two types of episodes: a longer format episode, which is our trail-based episodes. Each of those episodes features typically just one trail in a national park, though sometimes it's strewn together trails depending on the day that we've had. We also play games, as we do on the trails in every episode. We invent a drag queen who we bring to life, as that has been something we've done since before the show on trails, just coming up with drag names. We have a list of over or very close to 2,000 drag names at this point.
I think we might have tipped over.
Yeah. And then we also do a round of trivia that is informed by the trail or the episode, because the both of us play trivia constantly in our car rides to national parks. We're both fans of Jeopardy. We write trivia games together for parties. So it's something that's been a part of the show from the beginning.
And speaking of from the beginning, we have many episodes now. We're in the 300s when it comes to total episodes. Now you'll notice the number on the episode. That's only talking about how many what we call main stage episodes or full length episodes that we feature. So we have over 140 of those. Mm-hmm. So we have episodes on 140 different trails and national parks. And obviously, that could be a really hard thing to search through on a podcast platform. So we created the Episode Finder. And the Episode Finder, it's housed on our website, but it's linked in the show notes of this episode and in every other episode, and also on our Instagram page and all of our other social media pages. Yep. And it's so easy to just click on it, find an episode.
By state, by park, by terrain type.
Exactly.
By scenic drive.
Exactly.
There's so many different ways that you can access the platform.
We have categorized them in a very easy way to find them, and everything is super organized. And there's links to the top two platforms that you might be listening to. And so you click on it, it comes right up. So we can see that quite a lot of you are using it. And we love that you're using it, because it was certainly
a pretty big undertaking.
A big undertaking to build, but we wanted everybody to be able to find everything that they need. I mean, you and I even use it all the time.
Yeah, we're like, absolutely.
I need, what's the episode we did on Mount Lacan in Smoky Mountains?
Yep.
Let's find it. Oh, it's there. Because every one of our main stage episodes, the title of that episode is the title of the trail.
Yep.
For the most part, there's a couple of exceptions. And then our trail mix episode is whatever we're diving into then.
Right.
In the in-between weeks.
Yep. And those are things that you can also find on the Episode Finder, and they're divided into a lot of different categories. So we cover science and wilderness. So talking about science specifically and environments of the national parks, like glaciers, grasslands, the science of mountains, all different sorts of things that relate to the parks that we've been in. We also cover history and government. So specifically looking at the history of specific spaces, looking at the different decisions that have been made through the federal government that inform what's happening in the public lands. We also have plenty of interviews where we've interviewed a lot of great authors and other folks that have contributed in some way to the discourse on national parks or public lands. And we also, in those trail mix episodes, do spend the month of June focusing in on how LGBTQ plus history and the national parks intersect. So we have a lot of episodes that are focused around that as well.
And for that month, we call them Pride Mix.
That's right.
And so you can see that. And then there's also episodes in there called Summit Episodes, which are the four episodes that sum up our season.
That's right.
Where we get to look at all of the parks featured that season from four different lenses.
That's correct.
Also, something great to know is we both have completely different backgrounds as far as like our lives go. My background is theater, live storytelling, directing, playwriting. And then Mike, your background is you are an art teacher, but you are also a ceramicist. You're a painter. You're a digital and graphic designer. I mean, your degree is in printmaking and book arts.
That's right. Yep.
And so we have a gaze shop where what Mike does for every time we enter a new park for the show, you're looking at Mike's artwork. He creates sometimes one to a whole swath of original designed images inspired by the
specific park we're in.
Specific park we're in and the specific landscapes of that park. And Mike also designed the logo. So anytime you're looking at our show, you're looking at Mike's artwork. Mm-hmm. And Mike's artwork is available in the gaze shop.
That's
right. We have stickers. We have prints that you can frame. The prints are great. I have crafted a whole wall that features Mike's artwork. I mean, Mike's artwork has featured all over my living space in
living
so many
museum.
Different ways. Mm-hmm. It is like a salon of your work, a living salon of your
Ryan.
Work. We've also done
tote bags,
hand-printed tote bags with your designs on them. And then
posters.
And posters as well. So stay tuned. That's always there. We're always trying to, you know, like
updating and changing.
Updating, changing.
Rotating in and out things.
That's right.
Yep.
The other thing to know is that we are the two-person production company behind this entire show.
Yeah.
And everything connected to it for 8 seasons. Yeah. So we...
Nobody's helping us.
...are completely grassroots here.
That's right.
And we're very fortunate that we're able to keep doing it and we're able to keep going.
And the busy lives that we both lead.
Correct. And also, you know, those who have sponsored us before, mm-hmm. those of you who've supported us before, we deeply appreciate it, yep. and we're so glad to be here.
Yep.
Let's talk about what this episode actually is.
Right. So, while some shows or podcasts release a trailer as a teaser for the season, we do a full episode and call it our trail map. It's our guide to the trails and landscapes of the national parks that will be featured in this current season of the show.
And while last season featured 4 national parks, the new season will feature 6 national parks. And these are trails and parks that have never been featured on the show before. Sometimes we've had repeats. Looking at you, Shenandoah, and Acadia. Yeah. We've been to you multiple times
because we're East Coast. We're basically between the two of
them. Yeah. We've featured them in different seasons, but right. we've never featured any of these parks ever before on the show, the 6 that we're covering this right. season. And we do say that. However, sometimes things change and things adjust. So we might announce 6 parks today, and then in 3 months, that might change.
Right.
So who knows? But we do like to make sure everybody knows where we're headed.
Right, right, right. And as we said earlier, our show also features a lot of games, including Jeopardy-style trivia, and it's how we end all of our episodes.
So I've written an entire round of Jeopardy-style trivia with 6 categories to reveal which parks we will be covering this year in season 8.
That's a lot of trivia.
It is. Mike, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, great. Well, let's get started. All right, Mike, here we go. Okay, so typically, we would title our Jeopardy categories. We right. typically come up with the title
right.
when we do them at the end of an episode. However, I didn't do that today on purpose because I can't give you a title because it would give things away.
Sure.
So we're going to do the category cold. You're Great. Jumping into the deep end cold. That's typically how you get in the water anyway.
Right, exactly. And it should also be noted, obviously I know what we are covering this season, but it's Dusty's job to make this a creative enough episode where I am befuddled enough as I walk in.
And I think you, I might have done it.
And you as listeners also are befuddled enough as well too.
That's right. Obviously we plan this together, yeah. but I do my best to try and keep this a fresh surprise mm-hmm. to you.
Or whoever's writing
the episode. So you're going to do the category, uh-huh. and then at the end, you're going to think about, there's 2 main things that are happening in the category that point to what the park is.
Okay.
So, and I will help you in particular make sure you can connect them.
Great.
Okay, we're going to start with the first category.
Okay.
Some of these involve voices, so I'm going to do some voices.
Some dialect work?
Oh my God, I cannot today with Beth Ann's house. She's so stuck up and never listens to me when I'm eating my biscuits. She just refuses to listen to my advice. I am so mad. I'm just going to go home and put on that movie Miss Congeniality that also featured that English actor.
Who is Michael Caine?
That's right. Okay, Michael Caine. Okay. Are you ready for 200 in this yep. category?
Great. We call it category 1.
Category 1.
Great.
Okay. Oh my God, I was over at Jill Jessica's house, and she like totally has no taste. She wanted to watch QVC again, and I'm like, no, Jessica, no. I can't possibly do this while eating biscuits. I'm just going to turn on some episodes of Making the Band with this girl band that is like totally show-stopping.
Who is my girl group, Danity Kane.
That is correct.
Also, that was an interesting choice of a show to talk about considering who was behind it.
Oh, I know, which is why I did not mention anything else. Okay, moving on to clue number 3 in mm-hmm. category 1.
Wait, I have a question for you mm-hmm. first. Do you know? Have a first aid kit handy. Do you know how to sew up a man? Tell me, are you patient? Understand?
There it is. Okay, for 300. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be this way, but Jane Marie totally stabbed me in the back. I thought she was my friend because she always buys me biscuits.
A lot of biscuit talk.
But this has become a biblical situation, just like those two brothers when one killed another.
Who's Cain and Abel?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, for 400. Caitlin just makes no sense. I was minding my business, eating my biscuits, and she said, I have no Christmas decorations. I have nothing to put on my tree. And I'm like, yeah, you do. You just bought ornaments, girl. She was like, no, these are holiday snacks. And I was like, no, they are not. They were originally made to decorate trees. That's why they're shaped like that.
So what are candy canes? But correct. I know what the park is. I figured it out.
We're going to keep going. And for 500. Oh, my God. I don't know if there's something in the water, but Diette also has no taste in television. I was sitting there in her living room just eating my biscuits and had to change the channel off of infomercials and put on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, featuring this actress who got her start on Taxi.
Who is Carol Kane.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what national park am I talking about?
We're talking about Biscayne.
Okay, tell me, how did you get to Biscayne from that category?
Well, because, and I mentioned it without even thinking about it. I was like, wow, there's a lot of biscuit chatter here in these clues. So bisque. And then all of the answers, Michael Caine, Danity Caine,
Carol
Candy
Caine.
Caine, Carol Caine,
Caine and Abel.
Caine and Abel, or Abel and Caine.
Yep.
All have Cain at the end of them.
That's true. So, they all feature the word Cain.
Cain.
That's right. So one of the parks.
You're like, actually, you're wrong. It's Wrangell St. Elias.
It
and
is,
this is how I got there.
It is Biscayne. Uh-huh. I also want to add, like, as of recording this right now, we've actually not been to Biscayne.
It's true.
You will be finding out about Biscayne shortly after we do.
Yeah.
So it will be super live.
Winter, early spring.
Yeah. We will be going there later this year. And then at the beginning of next year, that is when the episodes of that park will come out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we ready for category number two?
Sure.
For 100. Want a clean, refreshing space? One that easily could be mistaken for a Renaissance art gallery in the south of France? Then look no further than the Danielle plug-in. With an aroma of banquet food and river flowers inspired by this Cinderella story film starring Drew Barrymore.
What is Ever After?
That is correct. Okay. For 200, love the smell of new leather, especially if that leather was inspired by an arrow holder for a bow and arrow. Then choose our Katniss plug-in. You won't be disappointed when your space smells like a leathery bloodbath, and may the odds be this for you.
What is ever in your favor?
That is correct. For 300, like the smell of high elevation, enjoy a touching aroma of Himalayan sea salt, then try our newest plug-in, named for the world's tallest mountain and featuring the smells of climbers who haven't bathed in weeks.
What's Mount Everest?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And for 400, want to smell like you've just walked through the woods? How about a walk through the woods with a braid in your hair? Then try our new plug-in inspired by the Taylor Swift album that sounded essentially just like the album she had released just before that one.
What's Evermore?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And for 500, the Swifties might come for me on that one. And whatever. For 500, want the smell of a VH1 studio full of comedians to waft through your living space? Then try our new plugin that smells like this pop culture commentary program on VH1. Every 7 days, you'll receive a refill and brand new comedy from our roster of comedians to tell you about what's happening in current events.
God, I love this show so much.
I did too.
What's best week ever?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. So based on this category,
yeah, I got
what
it.
Park are we talking very
early.
About?
What is Everglades?
That's right. And why is that?
Because we had this whole category was sponsored by Glade plugins.
It's true. They were all commercials for Glade plugins.
All of the answers had ever in them.
Evermore, there you go.
Odds ever in your favor, Everest.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Best week ever.
So Everglades, which is a neighboring park to Biscayne.
Also have not been there yet.
We have not been there yet. Okay.
Stay tuned.
y'all. It's Dusty and Mike with exciting news.
That's right. It's our episode finder. It's all about making finding our episodes even easier.
Want to find more episodes about hikes in Shenandoah? With over 10 episodes across two separate seasons, it would have involved a lot of scrolling and searching.
Now, with our episode finder, you can find all those episodes with a few easy clicks. That way, finding an episode on Yosemite from season one is just as easy as finding an episode on Zion, Yellowstone, and Haleakala, all in separate seasons.
With over 275 episodes in 35 different national parks, our episode finder will add ease when finding out more about hikes in these spaces.
But it's not just about hikes by national park. We've categorized our entire library so you can find hikes by state, hikes by terrain, and hikes by difficulty.
And all of our Trail Mix episodes are there too, so you can easily find our science-based episodes, interviews, and more.
Planning a trip to Colorado and want to hear more about our adventures there? Want to grunt it out on some really tricky trails or learn more about glaciers, grasslands, and mountains?
Just click the link in our show notes or on our Instagram bio, and it pops right up. You can also head directly to our website and look for the episode finder at the top of the navigation bar.
Conquer one hike in one national park, one park at a time, with just a few clicks with our episode finder. Happy trails!
And actually, we just lied to you just then. It is not six parks. It's five parks.
We only are been doing this for eight seasons, guys.
Five parks this season and not six. Okay. Category
three.
Sandra Bullock is only 1 degree of separation away from this current Jurassic Park actress. Also known for her work in Lost in Translation, The Black Dahlia, and Her, because they iconically kissed one another while presenting an MTV Movie Award.
Who is Scarlett Johansson?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. For 200. Sandra Bullock starred in Ocean's 8 alongside a cameo from James Corden, who voiced the title character in Peter Rabbit, and starred alongside this actress, who shot to fame playing the wealthy Helen in Bridesmaids.
Who is Rose Byrne?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Rose Byrne. For 300, Sandra Bullock won an Oscar in 2010 for The Blind Side. Pause for everyone's reaction to that. Beating out four other actresses, including Meryl Streep, who was nominated for Julie and Julia, who also co-starred in Death Becomes Her with this iconic blonde actress.
Who is Goldie Hawn?
That is correct. For 400, Sandra Bullock starred in the film Our Brand is Crisis with Zoe Kazan, who co-starred as one of the two reporters in the film She Said with Carey Mulligan, who appeared in Promising Young Woman and Saltburn, both directed by this British filmmaker, also actress who played Midge in Barbie and the younger Camilla in The Crown.
Who is Emerald Fennell?
Correct. Emerald Fennell.
Fennell.
Right. And for 500... Sandra Bullock starred in Gravity with George Clooney, who co-starred in the film Burn After Reading with this actress who was formerly married to Jude Law before the nanny scandal.
Who is Sienna Miller?
That is correct. You got all of those correct. So, based on that, now you're stumped. I can tell that you're stumped. Okay, let's talk through it. I think you can piece it together.
Well, I'm trying to think about their names.
Think about their names. Scarlett,
so like
Johansson.
Scarlett, Rose. So it's colors. Sienna.
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Yeah.
They so do colors. Have their They're first colors. Names are all colors.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
And what else about those clues had a commonality?
Sandra Bullock. So Sandra Bullock. Oh, we're going to Bird Box National Park.
No, we're going to the Yaya Sisterhood. Practical Magic National Park. That's where we're headed.
We are going to, well, I'm trying to think of the other parks from this season, and I've got, oh my God, why am I like having a moment here?
There is one particular park that also shares that distinction that all of those answers share.
Oh, man.
Which is having a color as its first name.
Oh, okay. What is White Sands?
That is correct.
Okay. I was leaning that way for some reason because of Sandra
Bullock. Thank you. Thank you.
I was
you
like,
got
sand?
There.
Is this a sand clue? Okay. White Sands. Great.
All right.
This is a park we have been to, guys.
We have been to White Sands. That is correct.
The rest of the parks we have. We just know that we will be traveling to Everglades and Biscayne, which is why they are a part of this season.
Okay, it's time for category number four. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, would you look at that? We wise one waiting in the wisteria of the garden. I wonder what this wee whimsical man might say. Too bad he's a weighted sculpture that won't respond.
Who's the... Am I looking for like a specific sculpture?
No. What's a general tiny little man sculpture?
What's a gnome?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I was like, a the gnome. Thinker?
There you go. For 200... Wicked speech, well done. With this kind of wonder and enthusiasm, this political plan that is made to get one elected will prove well worth it.
What is rigging the ballots?
All of that could be considered under the umbrella of this word.
What's treason?
That may also occur underneath this word. Political plan.
What's Project 2025?
One elected.
I got nothing.
Okay, we were looking for the word campaign.
Oh, that.
Okay.
Sorry. It's really hard to figure out what those are these days.
I know. For 300. Well, if one wants the volume of anything, you will have to multiply with depth and the width by this.
What's length? What's height?
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Height.
That was my first guess, and I guessed myself.
For 400. Well, well, well. Wonder why you all failed? Why not wander over to the syllabus and wink at the directions for each one of these? Intellectually, you are all wildly weak. If you were wise, you'd will a little more effort into these things I give you to turn back into me. So what are you talking about?
What are
about?
Term papers? What are papers?
More general.
What are assignments?
There you go.
Okay.
And for 500. Why don't we watch the wedding party wonderfully weigh in on the couple's wishful story as they raise glasses full of these or full of this in a toast?
What's champagne?
Correct. So, there you go. What did we notice about that category?
There was a lot of W alliteration.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And political
then
truths
think
being told.
About the words, the answer. So, we've got gnome, campaign, mm-hmm. height, assignment, champagne.
Gnome, campaign, assignment, height, champagne. Gnome, campaign, height, assignment, champagne.
Six. Cicero. So of those words, what do they have in common, those words?
They have silent G's.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what national park does this point to?
I wanted to try to come up with something funny, but I got nothing. Silent G National Park. What's Pinnacles?
No. And you just added the G
I
to
know.
That. Pinnacles.
Pinnacles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is Saguaro?
Correct. So in this category, all the answers had a silent G, but there
but you had W alliteration.
W alliteration. Because it is a W sound.
Right.
Saguaro.
Saguaro.
Not saguaro.
Yeah.
Or saguaro. It's just saguaro.
Yeah.
And now for our final category to reveal the final park of the season that we will be covering in season 8.
Great.
Ready? Here we
yeah.
go. Oh my God. Did you hear about Priscilla's dad? He just sat down on the toilet and then he was just gone. Like no longer here on Earth. It was so sad. And he just had like a peanut butter and a banana sandwich to eat too. So who am I talking about?
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
Mm-mm. Priscilla's dad sat down.
Oh, who's Elvis?
Thank
Sorry.
You. Okay. For 200. Okay. So like I got like Robert is like totally hot. But did you hear about his dad? He was literally just doing his job and like a stingray like took him. And by him, I mean his life.
Who is Steve Irwin?
That is correct. For 300. Okay, so like, I understand that it is just what it is, but you'd think like for a playwright, especially one who is known for like his epic Southern poetic sensibility, he would have seen his last moments in like a totally more poetic way. He just like choked on a bottle cap. Like, yikes.
Who's Tennessee Williams?
That is correct.
Really? I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And for 400, his voice is like so soft and he is like so filled with emotion, but like things should have ended better for him. I mean, who wants to go out drowning? No one's going to be singing Hallelujah about that.
Who's Leonard Cohen?
No, not Leonard Cohen. The singer-songwriter who more famously covered it.
Who's Rufus Wainwright?
No.
Before like he's alive.
No.
Who's Elliot Smith?
No. We were looking for who was Jeff Buckley.
Oh, I don't know her.
Okay. For 500. Okay, like, I know that most people only know him from, like, being an animated sorcerer person from the Anastasia movie, but, like, he was real. And he had this whole, like, mystic thing going for him. And, like, it took a while for him to meet his demise because they, like, tried a lot of different things.
Who's Rasputin?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what national park am I talking about in this category?
Death Valley.
That's right. And why is it Death Valley?
Because all these people died.
And I'm talking like?
A valley girl.
That's right. Thank you. And those are the five parks we are visiting in season 8.
I think it's season 6.
I heard somewhere that it's Thursday. These will be revealed in no particular order, but the parks we're visiting this season include White Sands, which is in the land also known as New Mexico.
Yeah.
Saguaro, in the land also known as
Arizona.
Everglades and Biscayne, both in the land also known as Florida. Mm-hmm. And then Death Valley, located in the land also known as California. That's right. Yeah. Full of
Valley Girl.
Well, I get. Well, that's where it originated.
Right.
Right. That sound and that kind of like character. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we'll see you for season 8.
Looking for more episodes like the one you just heard? Then be sure to check out our episode finder for episodes by park, state, hiking difficulty, and terrain, as well as all of our Trail Mix episodes in one helpful place. Click the link in the show notes of this episode, our Instagram bio, or visit our website to make your listening experience even easier.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created, produced, edited, and hosted by us,
Dustin Dallard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram and on our website is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariella Klinger, with Sean Sklios on guitar. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as New Jersey.